Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here on a Wednesday morning, midweek, Wednesday, June the 21st, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour, 67 degrees and hazy skies here in Marion. And as many of you know, today is the first day of summer. Now, we have to get a little technical on this. Technically, our show this morning is the last show of spring, because summer does not technically come today until 10:58 a.m. So right now, we are still in the spring season, but summer will come this morning at 10:58 a.m. Right now, this is still spring, but summer's coming. Within 3 hours, it will be summer, so get ready for that. Now, today is also the day that we will have the longest daylight hours. Now, I'm not sure what time the sun came up this morning, but I know last night when I got home, I was watching this, and it did not get totally dark until almost 10 o'clock. You know, the sun went down, but it did not get totally dark until almost 10 o'clock last night. So, we are definitely at the point where today we will have the most daylight hours. So, get ready. Summer is upon us. This is our last show of spring. And then tomorrow will be the first show in the summer season. But summer will come this morning at 10:58 a.m. Are you ready for summer? Give us a buzz if you have any thoughts on this. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Certainly seems as if summer is upon us. Just hours away. Now, a few things I want to mention here this morning. I want to mention this as much as we can as we get ready to do it here in just a few weeks. We will be broadcasting live from the Marion County Fair. Now, as I've said all week, we really don't have the particulars on this as of yet. Probably will not be doing the morning show from there because the buildings that we will be in do not usually open until 9 o'clock. And also, at that time of the morning, a lot of people are not roaming around the fair. And you want to interview some of the people who are doing the livestock shows and bringing their animals there to show, and the queens and the kings and the politicians and all of those people, and they're not usually there between 8 and 10 in the morning. So we will set up something to where we will be at the Marion County Fair every day broadcasting, but we do not have those times set, but stay tuned. We will get those to you as soon as we can. And I'm telling you, you can cause a lot of havoc at the fair. And that's my goal. Because you run into everybody at the fair. You just run into everybody. As I said, you run into the politicians. You run into the farmers. You run into the people who are exhibiting things. You run into all kinds of people at the Marion County Fair. And that's a lot of fun. So we're gonna cause the good havoc at the Marion County Fair coming up here in just a few weeks. You know, a matter of fact, when I was at this Nitro Explosion stunt show this past weekend, I ran into the man who sets off the fireworks at the Marion County Fair. So I believe we're going to have him on during the Marion County Fair as well. Now, I also know that there is a person from Station Past. Now, I don't want to tell you who that is yet, but he is going to be at the Marion County Fair with us on a few different dates as well. And I also learned yesterday that somebody who you hear a lot will also, well, I don't know if you hear them a lot, but you are aware of them a lot, is going to be at the Marion County Fair with us as well, because apparently this person, you know, I kind of knew they had a background in agriculture, because I have no background in agriculture. To be honest with you, I don't know anything about any of it. I just know what I have picked up over the years being around people who knew things about agriculture. But this person really knows their stuff about agriculture, and I think they're going to be with us there a few days that week, because the fair is a different bird. You know, when you're at the fair, you can't take phone calls, and you really, it's just you and whoever you're there with, guests, people walking by. I'm sure we'll be doing giveaways at the fair as well, but this is how it's going to work, and we'll do it here in a few weeks, but it is all coming together. And we've still got a couple weeks here. As I say, we'll have our person locally here who knows something about agriculture. And then we'll have somebody from Station Past who has done things at the fair with us before. We'll be dropping by to do things. And then other than that, I'll just be causing regular havoc, as I do at these events when I go out in public. So look forward to the Marion County Fair coming up in just a couple weeks. And again, we'll tell you the times that we will be there so you can listen. Now, yesterday we had a great morning here on the station. A really, really, really fun morning. We didn't have any guests yesterday. If you didn't hear the show, we did not have any guests yesterday. We did not do any trivia. Basically, what we did is we just had a conversation. And I really enjoyed that conversation yesterday, and it just really came off the top of my head. Now, what the conversation was about, if you did not hear it, it all started because I was saying, as the weather is getting warmer, as I go into public places, and people are dressing with less clothes on, what I have noticed is a lot of people have tattoos. It is almost an epidemic of people who have tattoos. So we got into a whole conversation about that yesterday. And then there was a story, I believe from Kenyon College in Indiana, that said that Gen Z, the people who are members of Gen Z are getting plastic surgery, but they're telling people that they have plastic surgery. Which before, if you got plastic surgery, you did not tell people you had plastic surgery. So then we got into a whole conversation about Botox and things of that nature. And I was telling the story about how Abby and Michelle had Botox and they came in with sore faces at one point. And then, is Botox plastic surgery? We just had a very interesting conversation when it came to all of that yesterday, and I really enjoyed it. Now, the reason I'm bringing it up here again this morning is because I got some statistics on this, which I think are kind of interesting. Now, this has to do with tattoos, because we were trying to figure out yesterday what percentage of people have tattoos. Now, I will tell you, it is not as much or as many as you might think. Now, here's the numbers. Tattoos have become increasingly popular recently, with an estimated 30% of the U.S. population having at least one tattoo, and women being more likely to get tattoos. Now, how about that? Women in 2023 are more likely to get tattoos versus a man. Actually, 31% of women get tattoos versus 27% of men. According to research, 92% of adults in the U.S. with tattoos have no regrets about getting them. 92%. And it is estimated that laser tattoo removal ranges from $200 to $500 per treatment, depending on the sessions, for people who do regret their decisions. So, here's what we know from the statistics, is that more women get tattoos than men, and it's about 30% of the U.S. population. And of that 30%, 31% is women, 27% is men, and 92% of adults don't regret getting the tattoos. Now, here is my, here's why this is fascinating to me. Because to be honest with you, okay, 92% of people have no regrets when they're adults about getting the tattoo. But what, how old are these adults? Because if you are in your 20s, I think that would be an adult. 30s would be an adult. 40s would be an adult. And maybe even into your early 50s, you're probably still considered an adult. Well, you probably don't regret it at that age. But I think it's when you're in your late 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and maybe on even into the 90s is when you start to regret it. So I don't know about that 92%. I think more people probably regret having tattoos than 92%. But it is interesting. Now, yesterday, I said that I thought more men got tattoos than women. But apparently, it's women over men by 4%, 31% to 27%, and 30% being the number of people who get tattoos across the country. Only 30%. I mean, that's more than one in four, but it's 30%. Now, this is where it gets interesting. There is a poll that says 67% of Americans don't have any tattoos, while 21% have two or more. So, apparently, if you get the tattoos, they become addictive in a way. For 21% of the public. Now, here's where the big number comes in. Almost 40% of people 18 to 25 year old have tattoos. 40%. So the younger you are, the better chance there is that you have them. 40%, almost half. 36% of people 34 to 56, 36%, so not far behind there, and only 16% of people over the age of 55 have a tattoo. See, that's where I think the regret comes in. Because 18 to 25, 40% of people have tattoos. 34 to 56, 36% of people have those, but 55 and older, only 16%. So, what that tells me is that the older you get, the more you might regret it. So, when you're over the age of 55, there might be trouble. But do those numbers shock anybody? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. Those are the numbers. 30% of the American population has a tattoo, more men than women, and 92% of adults do not regret getting the tattoo. Very interesting stuff. So now, not only did we have the conversation that we had yesterday, but we have the statistics to back up this whole thing. Now, when it comes to plastic surgery, I did have a statistic here about plastic surgery. Now, here's what it is. Now, by the way, they do consider Botox plastic surgery. They call it non-invasive plastic surgery. And apparently, 8% of the population has had Botox, which when you think about that, that's not a small number. You know, that's close to 1 in 10 of people get Botox. So, these are the numbers as we have them. So, I guess if you have a tattoo and you have had Botox, you are in a real minority here because only 30% of people in America have tattoos and 8% of people have had Botox. But, you know, to be honest with you, I don't think that 30% number is right. To me, That just seems a little low from what I'm seeing in society. Because it almost seems now like the kids who are under 18 are asking their parents' permission to get tattoos. So I think that number might be a little off. And I'll tell you something interesting that I find is that parents are giving their kids permission to go get tattoos before they're 18 years old. A lot of people want them for their 16th birthday. So I don't know. I find all these statistics fascinating. I hope you do as well. Does anybody have anything to say about our statistics here this morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or does anybody have anything to say in regard to the whole tattoo, Botox, plastic surgery situation altogether? Because maybe you weren't listening yesterday morning, and maybe you have something you'd like to add to this conversation this morning. Yesterday, it turned into a whole big thing. We did pretty much the whole two-hour show on it yesterday, and I found it fascinating. But I know everybody does not listen day to day, so maybe you have something to say about the tattoo situation or the plastic surgery situation, which now we have the numbers for. Now, also yesterday, talked a little bit about the Harding dog collar. I thought more and more about this last night, that we have a $5,000 reward out there. We have a prosecutor who said he's not going to prosecute. We have a police chief who said there are going to be no charges as long as the dog collar is returned. What I believe is that clearly the person who has this dog collar, if they know they have it, does not realize that they're not going to be charged. Now, I believe they do know there's a reward. I think it would be hard not to know that there's a reward out there. But do they know that they're not going to be charged? Do they know that the prosecutor and the police chief have said they will not file any charges? Because I believe that's really where the fear lays when it comes to the Harding dog collar. So again, that was a topic of conversation yesterday as well. And if anybody has anything they'd like to say in regard to that, let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038 when it comes to Laddie Boy's dog collar, a situation we have been tracking certainly on this station for quite some time. Now, let's see here. What else did we talk about yesterday? This is something I wanted to talk about this morning because I was driving in. Let's take the phone call, then we'll come back to this. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Tattoos are dumb. Don't do it.
Now, why are tattoos dumb in your opinion?
Because at the time it seems like a really good idea, and then like 10 or 15 years down the road, you're like, why did I do that?
Are you surprised by the statistics there? Only 30% of Americans have them, and 92% of adults don't regret it?
Yeah, because I would have thought a lot more people had them.
Now, do your kids have any?
Two. Two do, two don't.
Two do, two don't. Now, did they have to get permission from you, or did they do it once they were 18?
Well, the one that has gone astray, my oldest son, he had friends that did them, so when he was a teenager, hey, I'm going to go spend the night with, so-and-so, and then the next day come home with a tattoo, and it's not like you can just lick your thumb and wipe them off.
Well, that's the big question I had yesterday, and maybe you have some insight into this. I think it is a psychological thing. Well, why do people get them?
For the same reason why you ride a roller coaster or anything. It's like thrill-seeking.
Yeah, but a roller coaster ride is over in like a minute. A tattoo is forever.
Don't we wish all of life's poor choices were so quickly reversed?
Well, something? The funny thing about it for me is that a lot of people get multiples. And
I have four.
Oh, you have four tattoos.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, no. And you regret
don't
that.
Don't do it, kids. Brimley, if you're listening, or any other kids, Lily, don't do it.
Oh, no. Now, why did you get them, and why do you regret them?
Like I said, it was just kind of like a thrill-seeking. Like, it seemed like a fun idea at the time, and I regret it because Well, number one, they just look ridiculous. It's not like I got daffodils or hibiscuses. They're like skulls and grim reapers and all the stuff I thought was cool back then. And why I regret them is because I spend more time trying to cover them up now than show them off. It ain't nothing like going to church on a hot July Sunday morning and you're in there with a sweater on, sweating your butt off because you don't want to show your artwork off.
So, you know, it's fascinating to me. So it's a thrill thing to get it done.
Oh, yeah. And when they say it's addicting, they ain't lying. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's like, maybe not if you got one that looks like, you know, that don't look good. I get compliments on mine because I paid big money and went to a parlor. Like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it right, you know, especially something that's going to be on there forever. So I didn't go to, you know, Joe Blow down the road who had rigged something up with, like, a battery and some whatever, you know. I paid big bucks, and they are well done. It's just I wish they were there.
Well, it's interesting here. We just got, as soon as you started talking here, we got two pop-ups on the internet. Mary, our friend Mary out there, says she's 70 years old, no regrets, love mine, and she's 70 years old with a heart. So Mary's got no regrets on her tattoos. And Abby basically is saying, now we found out yesterday that Abby has tattoos. I guess she said on her rib. Did you listen yesterday?
No.
I think she said on her ribs is what she said. And they're in representation of her. I'm not sure what she has, but she's saying that it's probably the type of the tattoo. Maybe that.
The best thing I can tell you is, well, number one, I don't speak for everybody, obviously. And number two, different shows.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a little conspiracy here this morning you'll have to listen to. It happened yesterday, and, you know, I know people love the ID channel and all this sort of thing, so we're going to get into a whole little conspiracy theory that we have from yesterday's show. It's a good lesson in people don't really, well, Abby's saying she won't regret hers, but we don't even know what it is.
Oh, okay.
People are harsh this morning, aren't they? you come on say you're going to regret yours, a man, that people are just saying, well, we're not going to regret ours.
Well, I mean, variety is the spice of life, you know. Like I said, she probably didn't get, you know, a grim reaper or a skull or what. I mean, mine aren't, they're not ladylike, they're not dainty.
You know what I wonder? You know what I wonder about? Now, I don't know where Mary's is, but Abby has said hers was on a ribcage. Now, see, why do that? Because, I mean, honestly, now, without being, you know, provocative here on the morning show, besides her, who's really going to see this? I mean, honestly.
Her significant other, perhaps?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to get into the provocative nature of it, but honest to God, who's going to see something on your ribcage other than you? I mean, is it just for you to look in the mirror?
Well, and everybody doesn't want to show them off. I am thankful that I had presence of mind enough to not go, like, I got, like, what you call a half sleeve, so I can throw a t-shirt on and you don't see them. Funny story. So during my job interview, I wore a dressed up, and I wore a shirt that didn't show my tattoos at all. And then we have, like, T-shirts we have to wear now. But in the beginning, everybody was still allowed to wear tank tops or pretty much whatever you wanted to wear to work. And it was so hot the first summer I worked here. And I saw everybody rocking their tank tops. So I went in the boss's office and I said, hey, boss, do you care if I wear a tank top? And I'm wearing a T-shirt. And she's looking at me like she didn't understand. She's like, yeah, why wouldn't you be able to? So I pulled my sleeve up, sleeves all this, and he's like, absolutely not. So I said, okay, all right, you know, that's fine. I respected it. So I went in the break room and sat down, and then she thought about it for a few minutes to come in there, and she said, fine, I don't care, I guess, whatever.
Do you think people now, I will tell you, do you think people really judge when they see a tattoo? Now, I
think it depends on what it is. If you have something, like, fresh out of prison and it's racist or something, yeah, people are going to judge that.
Well, I will tell you this, and this is just my own. Oh, now, Mary just sent me a picture of her tattoos. I guess she sent me, or one. It's on her right shoulder. Now, there again, that would not be something that people would have a lot of access to.
No, depending on what you're wearing. If you have like a sundress or a tank top or any, you know, yeah, I feel like a bathing suit.
Well, I still have to contend, and I hate saying this, but I have to contend, and I'm not psychological in a deranged way, but I'm just saying I think there is some psychological need behind all tattoos. I don't know what it is, but it's a psychological need that was not there 40 years ago, and I don't know what has changed.
One of mine is a best friend tattoo, like, we have the same one. I have it on my arm. She has it on her leg.
See, I'm not sure about that because I was in Nashville one time, and we were walking down one of those streets in Nashville, me and somebody else, and it was like the end of the night, and they said, "Hey, you know what we should do is get matching tattoos." Now, to me, this did not seem like a fun idea at all. And I had to talk this person out of even, it wasn't going to happen. So I guess it wasn't going to happen on my end. But why does that, why in the world, and it just came up recently again with somebody else. Somebody said to me just last week, "You need to get a tattoo." Now, why in the world would I need to get a tattoo? And I hate to say this, but I'm honest here on this morning show. When I have dated certain girls, I guess maybe one of them had tattoos, not too many of them, but it was kind of a turnoff to me. I did not like it.
Well, again, different strokes for different folks.
Well, you know, I don't know what it is.
Okay, let me just jump in here. So you asked me, like, why did I? Now I have to flip script and ask you, why didn't you?
Well, why didn't I get a tattoo?
Yeah.
Well, because honestly, there's nothing I would really... I think all tattoos maybe have some significance, and there's nothing significant that I would want to do. And I'll tell you this, also, permanent is permanent. And I always realize permanent is permanent. And even though it seems like a good decision in the moment, I think... you know, it's my same feeling on marriage. This person seems like somebody good to marry. But then you think, oh, what are they going to be like 10 years down the road? And it's the same philosophy on tattoos. I look at everything in life like that. I think, well...
I wish I wouldn't have done that, but they're there now.
Yeah, what can you do? Well, listen to this conspiracy theory we've got coming up here, because this is really a good lesson. It happened yesterday on the show, and I know you love the ID channel and all those dead bodies, right?
Yeah, I've been really busy here lately playing nursemaid to a puppy with parvo. Have you ever had to deal with that?
No, what's parvo?
Parvovirus. It's like kills puppies. It's always like 100% fatal if you don't treat it. And a lot of people think, like, as soon as a dog gets that, it's game over. You can bring them out of it, but it takes a lot of effort. My daughter's puppy had it. He's coming out of it, though, but it's very, very, the therapy is very involved and detailed. You've never heard of parvo?
No, I've never heard of parvo.
Ah, well, you're not really like you don't really like animals or people or tattoos or anything. Do you ever get tired of being
I don't like anything. You're right, I don't like anything. Do I get
tired? I'll call you back to pull your chain later.
Okay, do I like anything?
Do you like anything?
Well, I don't know, it depends on the day.
Okay, toodles.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know what? I do like animals, first of all, for the record here. Heaven forbid I don't want the ceiling to cave in. I do like animals. A matter of fact, there are a couple animals that I have been very fond of in my life. I just don't want an animal. I don't want the responsibility of having to take an animal out and make sure they have food and all things of that nature. That's where the trouble comes in. And by the way, I do like people. Matter of fact, I like people a lot. There are just certain people that I wouldn't even say I don't like them. They're just indifferent to me. You know, once you do something in my direction or you say something in my direction that I feel is maybe inappropriate or just not the best, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to pick a fight. I'm not somebody who picks fights. I'm just not going to deal with you anymore. I just, And then I'll always have a bad feeling about you, but I don't hate you. I'm indifferent. I don't have any reason to be around you. And, you know, the sad thing is it makes good memories poor. So that's the only bad thing there. But anyway, phone lines are open. We have Sarah and her regretful tattoos. And we have Mary and Abby here who are saying they will not regret their tattoos. So we have that going on. It'd be interesting to know about this. But if you're just tuning in, 30% of people in America have tattoos. 92% of people will not regret their tattoos. And 8% of people have Botox. So phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we can have a conversation about this here this morning. I think it's fascinating in a lot of ways. And we had Ryan yesterday who called in, who talked about his grandfather who had a tattoo of a woman named Lucy, I Love Lucy, on his arm, and ended up not marrying Lucy, ended up marrying Brenda, and Brenda probably didn't care for this all her life. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how we doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Hey, I just wanted to add a little something to this topic. I just asked 10 people, employees at work, and between 18 and 60, and 7 of us had tattoos.
Really? Between 18 and 60, 7 of you had tattoos?
And 3 did not.
Now, did you...
So that's
are
70%.
They... 70%? Are they visible?
Well, I didn't even... Just a couple of them that I know of are.
That's interesting. Did anybody express any regret in them?
There was only one person other than the one I have that I regret. But the younger ones, they have more than one, and they said they're not going to regret them.
Well, that's interesting, but you know what? I think you have to be 55 or older to regret. I think that's what the statistics are showing.
Yeah, I'm in my mid-40s and I'm starting to regret. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I just thought I'd throw that out there. 7 out of 10.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thanks.
Yep. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Well, there's a little survey taken this morning at work. 70% of people have tattoos between the ages of 18 and 60. Well, how about that? 70%. That means only 3 people did not have tattoos. I guess I would bring down the curve, whatever group I was in, because I don't have any. So there you go. 740-751-4038. If you have any opinions, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. All right. Now, let's get to the conspiracy of yesterday. Because this, you know, I know people love that ID channel, and I know people love watching dead bodies, and I know we all love murderers and Alcatraz and the Titanic. Boy, and what's going on with that Titanic right now? What a story that is. They love the Titanic. They love anything that's trouble. They just love anything that's trouble. So yesterday we got into a little bit of trouble. If you weren't listening to the show yesterday, here's what happened. Okay, as I was talking about already here this morning, we were talking about Botox and we were talking about tattoos. And Abby was sending messages in about her Botox experience as well as her tattoo experience. And I think I was on the phone with Lee at the time. Lee had called in. So what happened was, I think we were talking more about Botox than tattoos at that point. And what I said was, I said live on the air, that I don't understand why Abby and Michelle got Botox, because they are nice-looking girls. You know, they don't need the Botox. And I thought that was a perfectly legitimate thing to say. Now, immediately as I say that, because Abby was listening at that point. Now, I don't know if she's listening. She was listening a few minutes ago. Hopefully she's listening now. Immediately as I said that, she said in capital letters that I had said that she was good looking. That, and basically that I had said that she and Michelle were good looking, which is something I would never say. I would never say that on the air. I would never say that in person. I wouldn't do it. Matter of fact, I don't think I've ever told anybody they were good looking, even if they were. Because I think looks to me are not a big thing in life. It's, you know, people's brains, people's sense of humor. You know, that's what I want to see. Their caring nature. Are they honest people? That's what I want. So anyway, we got into this conversation yesterday, and I am positive that I said that they were nice-looking girls. Why? Now, see, she's sending me a message right here. You did. You said it. Okay. All right. Well, as many of you know, this is where the conspiracy theory comes in. Everything on this station is taped. We tape everything. We've got 9 years, over 9 years now, of tape. Now, what I believe I said was that Abby and Michelle were nice-looking girls. Why do they have to get Botox? That's what I said. Abby says, and was absolutely sure of this, that I called them good-looking. I called her good-looking. I called Michelle good-looking. Okay. So, this morning, we got the tape. Now, this is how high-tech this station has become. I got the tape of yesterday's show. Now, I just have the clip. Now, does anybody remember, by the way, before I play this clip, what was actually said? Does anybody have any bet they would like to place right now? Now, this is going to have to be all on memory from what you heard yesterday, but I have the clip here of this whole little exchange where I'm on the phone with Lee and I'm talking about Abby and Michelle's Botox and I say they are nice looking girls, not good looking, which is what Abby says that I said. Now, does anybody remember what I said? Would anybody like to weigh in on this before I play the tape? Because tape does not lie. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, you can guess whatever you like. You can go on Abby's side. I don't mind. You can be on my side in this, but it's another conspiracy. Heaven forbid. 740-751-4038. Now, even to this moment, even minutes ago at 8:51, 2 minutes ago, Abby is still saying that I said she was good-looking. Remember that. Because tape does not lie. So we are going to go back to June the 20th, 2023, on this show, just yesterday. Here is the exchange that Lee and I were having on this show and what I said about Abby and Michelle. Now, remember, she says I said they were good-looking. I just said they were nice-looking girls and didn't need Botox. That's what I contend. So, let's go to the tape and see what actually happened. Well, it's interesting because now I can say it. Abby is out there listening. She just sent me a message. They don't care if I say their name. So, it was Abby and Michelle who came. Well, see how discreet I was even trying to be about the plastic surgery thing. I didn't want to, because I think Botox is considered plastic surgery, is it not?
I think so.
So I think so, too, and I did not want to out them because, again, that used to be a hidden thing. But I'm shocked now that everybody is so open about this, and Abby and Michelle, who are, they're very... Girls, they keep up, you know, they're good. But I could not tell a difference with their Botox. I didn't get it. And they probably paid very good money for that. I don't think Botox is cheap, but certainly not on the insurance plan. Well, there you go. If if that doesn't say it all, I don't know what does. If that doesn't tell, listen, if that doesn't tell you everything you want to know about what happened yesterday on this show, I don't know what does. Well, there you go. I think that clears it all up, doesn't it? Well, again, I think I'm right. You know, I think the tape, did everybody hear that? Okay, I think the tape got stuck in the machine somewhere. I think it was going through, and it kind of got stuck in the machine. All right, phone lines are open. I can't even tell you the word that she just called me. Oh, my Lord. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Oh, man, we're having fun now, aren't we? 740-751-4038. All right, now, that was yesterday's tape. Now, I think that just clears this whole thing up. I think we're exactly right where we need to be. Did you hear it? Did you listen closely? Did you hear what was said on the show yesterday? I think I did. 740-751-4038. Let's hear that again one more time, just so we get clarification. Well, it's interesting because now I can say it. Abby is out there listening. She just sent me a message. Apparently, they don't care if I say their name. So it was Abby and Michelle who came. Well, see how discreet I was even trying to be about the plastic surgery thing. I didn't want to, because I think Botox is considered plastic surgery, is it not?
I think so.
So I think so, too, and I did not want to out them because, again, that used to be a hidden thing. But I'm shocked now that everybody is so open about this, and Abby and Michelle, who are, they're very... Girls, they keep up, you know, they're good. But I could not tell any difference with their Botox. I didn't get it. And they probably paid very good money for that. I don't think Botox is cheap, but certainly not on the insurance plan. Now, see, I think they must be doing construction somewhere on the street this morning. Because clearly, we had a little technical difficulty with that tape. But I think it says what it needs to say, don't you? 58 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And that, my friends, is a conspiracy theory. You know, you look at these things like the Kennedy assassination, did men walk on the moon, all that sort of thing, and then you have something like that. 59 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Now listen, we're going to go to break here in about 30 seconds, but guess what? We have the real tape. We're just having a little fun, and this is what you call a tease. When we come back on the opposite side of the break, we are going to play the real tape. So, Abby, stick by your listening device, and everybody else, stick by your listening device. We're going to play the real tape next hour. Did I say good-looking? Did I call them good-looking? Or did I call them nice-looking, which means two different things? The conspiracy comes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. To legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shepard, F. Lee Bailey.
Let's talk about that. The day the verdict came back, Dr. Shepard had been in prison